Welcome back, you guys. So in this video, I'm sharing a prophetic dream that the Lord gave me in reference to Pastor Michael Todd and Transformation Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This word is for the body of Christ, and it's for you guys to truly understand God's heart when it comes to his leaders and ministry. So stay tuned to hear this very short word from the Lord. Hello, hello, good afternoon, well, good evening. It is 7:30 p.m. EST time in my time. Let me go ahead and go up here and post this. So I have a very specific message today, tonight, that God wanted me to share. It was not my intentions to go live, but he put it on my heart heavily to go ahead and do this. So before I get into it, I want to say a quick prayer, and then I'm going to give you what God gave me. Let him have his way, and I'll be done. So, Father, I just thank you tonight for your word. Father, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to continue to give me more insight and revelation into your word, into your heart, and what you are saying into your people, God, in this hour. Father, help us, Lord, to have a mindset of Christ, Lord, a mindset of Christ, Lord. Help us, Lord, hallelujah, to continue to seek your face and be in our word, Lord, to put you first in everything that we do. So, Lord, I thank you on tonight for this word. Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. So I have a little bit of allergy going on, you guys. So I apologize in advance. I'm a little stuffy from just from, you know, the weather and all that good stuff. So anyway, so tonight's live is called Unity in the Body of Christ. This is the title that the Lord gave me probably about an hour ago or so to share with you all tonight. So today I've been at home working, not working on work, but like, you know, getting my house situated, doing laundry, spending time with my family, getting things done, getting ready for my week pretty much, you know, listening to the sermons, you know, prayer, all that good stuff. And so this word actually stemmed from a dream that I had on last night. All right. So last night I had this very particular dream. It had several parts to it, but one part in particular, it stood out to me. I kind of like put it in my dream journal and kind of just set it there. I said, okay, God, you speak to me, give me, you know, me more information about what to do with this dream. So the Lord told me to share it, share the names, share the details of it and all that on one particular part. Okay. So in my dream, my family and I had ended up going to Oklahoma to visit Michael Todd's ministry, Transformation Church in Oklahoma, okay? And so we was there, we were in the service, and my children ended up going to the very back in the nursery. So the people at the ministry there actually escorted my children to the nursery themselves, right? It's courtesy, okay? And so in my dream, you know, I'm watching this woman, a guy, you know, she's preaching. Pastor Marcus Todd is not there. And then I see his wife say, hey, she was like, do you guys want to come back and see, you know, what's going on back here? And I'm like, who, me? So I'm like, yeah, sure, we'll go back there. So me and my husband end up going back to the ministry, and we opened the door, and it was just humongous warehouse that had so many rooms in there, okay? And each room had, oh my God, it had food, it had clothes, it had like electronics, it had like, oh my gosh, it had so much stuff in each room. So my husband and I kept passing by different rooms, and I knew that everything in, you know, in the room was for the community. It was for the people of God, for those who were in need in the area. And if you don't notice that now, they also do missionary work as well. And so I knew what God was showing me. He was showing me this is the kind of work they're doing behind the scenes that many people do not see. Okay. And so I kind of put it in my journal, you know, didn't think too much of it. And so I came upstairs to kind of, you know, write out my notes for the week, my to-do list, write what I need to do and get done. And one thing I put up there, like, oh, you know, up there, like, hey God, like, what do you want me to teach this week? And kind of kept on moving. After I wrote that, the Lord began to speak to me and tell me, your dream is pretty much saying that I want my people to truly understand what it is that people who, you know, who are called to the forefront are doing behind the scenes, right? We only see 10% of what ministries do who are on public platforms, okay? But behind the scenes, we have people who are working for God, plowing for God, and doing what God has called them to do. But we see so many people on social media who is literally trying to tear him down 24/7. Okay. And so this video today, to me, is not about my feelings. It ain't about, you know, my opinion. It's about what God is saying. Okay. And he is of the Lord. No matter what he do wrong, no matter what you think, no matter what I think, it is about what God is saying in this hour about the different ministries, not just his, who are doing the work of the Lord. And so we have a lot of ministries these days who are public, who are on social media, and God has called them to that, right? But what God is saying is that, you know, he is sick and tired of seeing all these people do videos about these ministers, like tearing them down. I mean, it's ridiculous, you guys. It is horrible. Like, I get to a point now where when I get on YouTube, like, I have to, like, put don't recommend channel so many times because people are like always doing these quote unquote exposure videos about these people, about ministers. Are some of these people false? Absolutely. But that's whatever you need to seek God for yourself and ask the Lord to lead you and guide you as to who you should be following. Okay. So here's what the word God gave me. Let me get into the scripture and all that good stuff, you guys. Okay. And then also, you know, I had posted, probably a few, many, many weeks ago, a post on social media saying that, you know, just be mindful of, number one, deception. Number two, God has called people to come up here and expose people. But what I love about God is that even whenever he exposes people, there's still like grace in it. There's still love in it. And I will share this with you as well. Like, the Lord has called me for sure to intercede and pray for so many leaders. Okay. He showed me the ins and outs of things, not for me to sit here and tear them down or break them down, but to hear God's heart on the matter and intercede on their behalf, because it's about kingdom, y'all. It is about kingdom. God is so tired of the strife. He is tired of the competition. He is tired of people trying to use their social media platforms to and build them up by tearing other people down. This is for believers. These are believers doing this, you guys, who are up here every single day, you know, tearing them down. And what I can't stand, and I know God can't stand it either, is that, like, let's say I come up here and do a video of warning of a personal ministry, right? And no one believes me, or it doesn't get out, or people don't, you know, understand the word for whatever. It's not up to me to come up here and say, hey, you guys, I told you so. I told you that so-and-so was this and so-and-so was that. That is not your place. When we look at people in the Bible who were true prophets of God, I don't see anywhere where they did any of that. They never had to come and vindicate themselves. God vindicated them. So if you are sharing words that, you know, coming to pass now, or words to the for the future, right? Do not, like, become hard. Do not become bitter. Allow God to vindicate you. If your word is true, it will come to pass. And that word alone, it will vindicate you. You don't have to do that. You do not. And so, y'all, just listen. When I say, you guys, whew, all right. And the Lord is saying that, you know, and we know that some of us can attend a certain ministry and we might not have a good experience there, but it does not mean that everyone there, you know, it does not mean that God doesn't want anyone to be a part of that ministry or for us to go and, like, talk bad about this ministry. Okay. So, for example, let's say, you know, you're at a church now and you and the leader, you know, you guys, you know, had a, you know, bump heads or whatever, right? That's between you, them, and God, right? Seek wise counsel. Go to God about it. Do what scripture says do. Get you a witness as well whenever you need to. But it's not for you to go and try to scatter the sheep by sowing discord, meaning that you're not going to talk to a person who's an unbeliever, for one, about what's going on in the ministry, or two, to someone who is an immature believer. I know for a fact certain things that, you know, I might experience on the back end, I can't share that with everybody. I can't share that with just any believer because it will cause them to stumble. And so for those of you who are making these videos about, you know, Michael Todd and his ministry and other people like him, right? And God hasn't called you, to do that. You're causing God's sheep to stumble because there are people still assigned to him. There are people still assigned to these leaders who are on social media. Or not on social media, and you're tearing them down, you guys. You're causing God's sheep to stumble, and God does not play about his children. And you may not see the harvest of what you're doing now, but if you keep doing it, you will reap a harvest from what you sow. Are you sowing life or are you sowing death? Okay? Proverbs chapter 18, 21 says this. Excuse me. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Our words have the power to build people up and give them life or tear people down and bring them death. The words we speak can inspire and encourage others while in the same sentence deflate and discourage. Okay, this is scripture, you guys. Our words carry weight. What we say about others, what we say to other people, our words carry weight, y'all. All right. So here's a scripture here. It's kind of long, but it's very, very meaty. And it's so good. So I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. And the title of it is called Divisions in the Church. So this is Paul speaking to the church of Corinth, because you guys, they had so much going on. They were being so ratchet. They were being so disobedient, doing what they want to do. And the word of God says that they will actually be acting worse than unbelievers. That's horrible. Okay, so Paul had wrote a letter to them trying to correct them, all right? So give me just a moment. Verse 10 says here, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Christ Jesus, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you may be united in the same mind and the same judgment. Unity does not mean perfection. It does not mean that I'm going to agree with everything that you're saying, but we're going to find a common ground, okay? A common ground. Verse 11, for it is has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. So Chloe and her people was like, you know, they were snitching, y'all. They were snitching. They had wrote a letter to Paul telling them what was going on. Verse 12, what I mean is that each one of you guys, I say I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Okay. Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Verse 14, I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one may say that you were baptized in my name. Okay. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be empty of his power. So pretty much, you know, don't boast about who you're following is what Paul is saying. It's all about Christ. All right. Verse 8 says here, finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or rivaling for rivaling, but on the contrary, blessed for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. But whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So what it's saying here is that whenever you are, you know, engaging and, you know, bashing these ministries, these leaders, right? You are operating, you're being evil. That's evil. It says seek peace and pursue it. Okay. And the Lord is saying he'll be open to your prayers. So when you're praying for these people, for these leaders, you guys, God honors that. He opened up his ears even to your prayers, even the more, because he sees your heart and your intention. Okay. My God. Okay. And so verse 13 says here, and this actually comes from, I think, the 1 Corinthians 2 as well, but I'll go back in a moment when I get off the live, and I'll put in the description box the links, I mean, the scriptures as well, okay? So verse 13 says this, but who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteous sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. Hoping, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. So pretty much it all goes back to what I was just saying a few moments ago. Do not try to vindicate yourself. Do not keep hopping on social media and going tit for tat saying this person is wrong. That's not right. And if you go on YouTube right now, you can see in the Christian community where people are doing that. They're going back and forth, wasting time. You were wasting time, okay? And one of the things that the Lord showed me too is that whenever we are attacking an individual, we're not attacking them. We're also attacking the people that follow them, the people who are plowing with them in ministry. Once again, going back to Brother Michael Todd, he's one person. He is not the church. He is not the one doing all the work. There are hundreds of people in the background who are going before the Lord, who are praying for him, interceding for him, interceding for the body of Christ, building and plowing and doing what they have to do for their communities. And so you guys are also affecting them as well. And so that's all I have for tonight, you guys. God told me to come up here, correct the body of Christ, let you guys know to stop slandering one another. Stop it. Stop it. He has not called you to come up here and do that. I can name people right now. I can name them all right now. I can. Oh, Lord, no, I can do it. But Lord didn't tell me that. He just told me to come up here and share my dream, share what I saw, and to share his word on tonight. So I will put the, once again, scriptures in the bottom, because one of them up here, I forgot to put up here, for you guys to go back and read the word for yourself. Once again, I'm not talking about those who are in error, those who are false. Yes, sound the alarm. But for those who are called by God and they're falling, or they may, you know, be in error, or they may come up short, stop doing that. Okay, pray for them. All right, pray for them. Yes, that's right, sis. Like, it's ridiculous, right? None of us are exempt from falling into error. None of us are exempt from making mistakes, right? And so we are called to pray for one another, to carry each other's burdens, you guys, because whenever one hurt, we all hurt, right? And then whoever God is exposing, still be praying for them, because, you know, it breaks my heart. I don't want to see anybody stumble, no matter what happened, because it affects the kingdom. It affects the body of Christ. We can lose souls that way. So be very careful about what you're showing, you know, what you're sharing with other people as well. All right. So I'm going to pray. Before I do that, I look at you guys' comments. Yes, that's right. Yes, sis. It's like people don't want to get saved because of that. They're like, wow, why should I, you know, come out the world and come into, you know, ministry if you guys sitting here like beating each other down over the head? God ain't pleased with that. I wouldn't want to come into it either. I told my husband, I said, I thank God I am solid in God and in my faith and in my ministry, because you guys, I would run. Okay. I would run. But because I know who God is, and I God is solid, y'all. He is so solid, right? I can't do that. let me see here on YouTube. Not Facebook. Hey, how you doing, Miss Rita? So good to see you. Is that a good word? Thank you so much. Yes, it's so sad, you guys. I'm gonna go back to Instagram. Yes, okay. So I'm gonna say a quick prayer and then I'll be done, okay? So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your word on tonight. I pray, God, that the people got the message, that they understood, and they'll go back to you and they will repent, God. They'll repent for putting their mouths on your people, putting their mouths, God, on those who are serving, even though they may be in error. Father, we are called to pray for them. We are called to cover them. We are called, Lord God, to intercede on their behalf. It's about the kingdom of God. So Father, I just pray, God, that we will all learn, Lord God, to pray before we actually speak about something. Father, help us, God, to be led by your spirit. Help us, Lord, to be mindful about what we hear, what we listen to, and what we take in, Lord God. Father, help us, God, to just seek you in all things in our lives, Lord God, and to build our own relationship with you. And so, God, I thank you, God, for those who came on tonight to see the live, and for those, God, who will come back and see the replay on later tonight. So God, we just thank you, and we give you the glory, the honor, and praise. I just name, I pray. Amen. Well, I'm done, you guys. I gotta blow my nose. My allergies is kicking my butt right now, so I apologize. So I gotta go, and I'll see you guys on the next time. God had me come up here. All right. Good night. Good night. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing, sis. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I pray you're doing well and keep up the good work. I'm Simone. I see you up there up here on social media posting your stuff. Keep on going, sis. Keep on going because, you know, God sees you. He sees you. He sees you. So thanks again. All right. So I will see you guys next time. All right. Thank you for the prayers. All right, bye. You're welcome. Welcome back, you guys. So in this video, I'm sharing a prophetic dream that the Lord gave me in reference to Pastor Michael Todd and Transformation Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This word is for the body of Christ and is for you guys to truly understand God's heart when it comes to his leaders and ministry. So stay tuned to hear this very short word from the Lord.